Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Birds have the first pick in the draft, which starts on June 3rd. Here to break down some of the top prospects, maybe some sleepers, because we've been talking a lot about the main three. But from Baseball America, let's bring into the program Carlos Collazo. Carlos, good morning.
How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me.
I appreciate your time. Now, we've talked a lot, Vinny and myself, with others about the three top guys perceived to be, and you certainly know more about it than we do, but Adley Rutschman, Bobby Witt Jr., and Andrew Vaughn. Of those three, and we'll get down to their individual scouting reports in a second, is it those three and the rest, or is this maybe a deeper class than we anticipate? For instance, Orioles have the first pick. Could they go wrong by not picking any of those three guys?
I think you might be able to go wrong by not just taking Adley Rutschman. I think you definitely nailed the top three guys there in Rutschman, Bobby Witt, Andrew Vaughn. I think another prep shortstop, C.J. Abrams, is a guy who maybe could be in that number four consideration. That's maybe in that top tier, but that's the top tier of the class. You nailed it. But I think even still, Adley Rutschman, the Oregon State catcher, has maybe separated himself as the top guy. I mean, he's been our number one prospect since last summer when this draft class was really just getting started, and he's done nothing but solidify himself in that spot. And at this point, we're just expecting the Orioles to go ahead and just take the best player in the class, and that's Rutschman.
What separated him from the rest? What did he do that you guys saw that kind of widened the gap between him and Witt and Vaughn?
Yeah, I think with Rutschman, when you look at him, he just doesn't have any holes as a prospect. You can pick some nits with Bobby Witt, whether that's with his swing and miss that he's shown in the past. Obviously, as a high school hitter, he doesn't have the track record against the pitching that Adley does. And then with Andrew Vaughn, he's a guy who may be the best overall hitter in the class, but he's a first baseman. He doesn't bring you much defensive value. When you look at Adley Rutschman, if you go tool by tool, it's pluses across the board outside of maybe running. And when you're talking about a backstop, you don't really get too caught up over how fast the guy can run. But he's a plus hitter. He's got power. He's shown that power more in-game this season than he has previously. He has wood-bat track record with college USA Baseball's college national team. And he's got fantastic defensive skills as well. He's got a plus arm. He's a fantastic receiver behind the plate. He really nurtures a pitching staff. And then even off the field, this guy has outstanding makeup, outstanding work ethic. Scouts praise how hard this guy works and just the teammate that he is. It's really just a complete package with Rutschman. He might be one of the better draft prospects, even going back to Bryce Harper. That's how complete his package is.
So character and medical would be clean or pluses also?
Yeah, I think Adley has had some shoulder issues in the past where he wasn't throwing that much, but he's been fine this spring. I would think, obviously, I don't have his medical. I don't have that information in front of me, but he hasn't been injured this season. He's been fully healthy, and he's shown all those tools, so I wouldn't have any concerns about that.
Carlos Collazo, Baseball America, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. So Rutschman appears to be the number one guy, almost consensus, Carlos, as we've talked about with him. But let's move down the draft, and you mentioned C.J. Abrams out of Georgia. Shortstop, I guess he's athletic enough where he can move to the outfield if need be. Just reading scouting reports about this guy, is he the supreme speed fastest guy in this class?
Yeah, he definitely has an argument as the fastest guy. He's got an 80 grade run tool. Watching him just kind of move around the baseball field, he flies, very fluid runner. He's a shortstop right now. You mentioned he could probably play the outfield. He actually played the outfield with the USA Baseball's 18U national team, which went to Panama last fall and won gold there. And he played center field after really never playing that in high school for his high school team. He definitely played shortstop. He played second base when he was a freshman. But the ease with which he kind of patrolled center field and tracked down balls, if he does need to move off shortstop in the future, he will be a no-doubt plus defender in center field. And he has really impressive bat-to-ball skills at the plate from the left side. Could be a kind of dynamic table-setting leadoff hitter type.
So you have Abrams and also Riley Green's another high schooler out of Florida. Mm-hmm. Have they closed the gap on Bobby Witt at all, or is Witt still, of the high school players, the number one guy?
for us, he's definitely the number one guy. Those guys are close. I would expect them all to be top 10 picks here, but we think if the draft goes as we expect today, it'll be Adley Rutschman 1 and then Bobby Witt 2 to the Royals. I mean, the thing with Bobby Witt is his upside might be higher than anyone in the class. You talk about the complete package with Rutschman. If you really want to dream on a player, it's Bobby Witt Jr. He's got plus tools across the board, plays an outstanding defensive shortstop. If he even hits as an average hitter at the major league level, you're talking about a franchise caliber player in Bobby Witt. He's got major league bloodlines. His dad was a major leaguer for a number of years. And again, with him, scouts have no issues about the makeup off the field, work ethic. He kind of has it all. The hit tool would be the biggest question with Bobby, and he's done well this spring against solid competition in Texas.
Carlos, for our listeners that go to your website or whatever, kind of explain the grading system rather quickly and easily, you know, so they could understand it. And me too.
Yeah, no doubt. So we try and just do what the scouts do. Our entire draft rankings and our lists and all of our prospect graphs are based on what the scouts see. So they use what's called the 20-80 scouting scale. So 50 would be in the middle of that. That's an average tool. And basically scouts try to, for the draft, they try to project what these kids are going to have. For if you're talking about hitter, it's the hit tool, power, speed, glove, and arm strength. You'll grade those skills out on a 20 to 80 scale. 80 would be Giancarlo Stanton's power at the major league level. 20 would be Albert Pujols' running ability. Just kind of give you a few ideas of how that scale kind of ranges. You try to just grade them out, see how they do over the course of your evaluation, whether that's a year, whether that's a couple years. And then you kind of add those all together, see what you're working with. Obviously, the position they play factors into that as well. If you're talking about a corner outfielder who's not the best defender, he can make up for it a little bit if his bat is kind of stands above all those other tools. But you're talking about a shortstop, you can maybe live with a little bit less bat if he's got outstanding defensive ability. So kind of all that factors into it. But the 2080 scouting scale is kind of the basis for all of this.
All right, Carlos, along with that, then, like, just kind of give us what Rutschman's grades would be.
Yeah, so if you want to grade out Rutschman right now, you could easily project him as a 70 future hitter. That would put him one of the better hitters in baseball. You could go 60 raw power. You could go 60 or 70 arm strength. You could go 60 defense and probably 40 running ability. I think those would all be very fair grades for him. And this is projecting, not necessarily that he is a 70 hitter right now. If he jumped in the majors, not saying that he would be, but he has the tools that you can project him to be down the line as he kind of furthers his development.
Have you ever given an 80 to anybody on any?
So I think running is probably the easiest grade for you to put an 80 on someone. It's as simple as looking at your list and seeing what is an 80 time from home to first, or what's an 80 time in the 60.
Right.
CJ Abrams is an 80 runner. So if you want an 80 tool right there, then there you go. There's another guy in Florida. His name is Reese Hines. He's a little bit further down the list, but he has 80 grade raw power. So in batting practice, he hits the ball as far as anyone I've seen. And then if you're talking about 80 hit tool, that's probably the most rare 80 you're going to get. And a guy like Vladimir Guerrero Jr., he had an 80 grade hit tool coming up with us. I didn't put that on him, but he's a guy who has that grade.
Well, he had two home runs the other night. Now, the Orioles have four of the first 79 picks. How deep is this draft? They'll go again at 42 after the first pick. Is this a draft where, you know, Mike Elias could fill a few needs in the first 100 picks here? Or at least theoretically he can, yeah.
No doubt. He could definitely fill some needs, but I would say it is not a deep class. Last year, the 2018 class was much deeper than we're looking at in 2019. I think what is fortunate for the Orioles is at the top, there's as much or more impact talent. So that's great for picking number one. Once you get further down this list, I think the consensus divulges pretty quickly. The pitching in this class in particular is fairly weak, both on the college and the high school side. There are a number of college pitchers who have either been relievers in college or have injury history, or just not the top of the scale stuff that you normally see from some of these top pitchers. Last year's class is definitely deeper. I think one of the main critiques of this 2019 draft class is that depth and the lack thereof.
Carlos, what effect, if any, on this draft are agents going to have? You know, who you're hearing they're going to hire? You know, like, does if Rutschman hires a Boris, you know, does that affect where he's drafting? What are you hearing there?
I don't think that'll affect too much. Most of the time, the guys at the top, teams aren't going to get too cute and play too many signing bonus games. I mean, actually, if you look at it, Mike Elias is a guy who previously has undercut a guy at the top and maybe not taken the consensus top guy to save some money and spread it out. I think if you look at just kind of how this draft is shaping up, the Diamondbacks have four picks in between the Orioles' first pick and their second pick, and they have the most pool money in the class. So if you're trying to slide some guys based on signability, you can get into dicey territory because you got a team that picks four times. So there's no guarantee you're going to slide some guys like the like the Astros previously did with Michael Elias. So I wouldn't expect that to make too much of an impact on who they're taking.
Carlos Collazo, Baseball America. Carlos, we appreciate the information, appreciate your time. We'll talk to you before the draft actually happens on June the 3rd.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Carlos. That was good, man.
Carlos Collazo talking about the draft. Orioles have four picks in the top 79.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.